Joining us on Static this evening, it is great to have a bloke who's just woke up. Seb from Viagra Boys, how are you?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm very happy to have woken you up for a chat because it's been a good way to start the year, having a Viagra Boys album to see in 2021. I can't think of a better way.
Oh, sweet, man. Thank you. I recorded the record, you know, over a year ago as well, so it's all, everything feels much weirder than usual, for sure.
Have you even felt like a band these past 12 months or been somewhat disenfranchised? For an outfit like Viagra Boys, who I'm guessing love to play, has it been a frustrating time? Like, do you kind of question whether or not you're in a band sometimes these days?
Not really, actually, because we've had a lot of time to just kind of sit down and record and make new music and stuff like that. So I don't know. I think I've felt more like a band than ever, to be honest. But yeah, it's been cool.
That's interesting. I would have thought that hitting the road and spending time together in the back of some gross tour van would have been the most important part of what you do.
Yeah, it's just that we've done it a lot, you know, and it's been nice to be able to record new stuff like in a non-stressful way as well.
And Seb, is making an album a good chance to draw a line in the sand and start afresh in a lot of ways? When you went into making the second Viagra Boys record, was there an idea for you guys of changing things up or making some adjustments to the band?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's not that we're really making adjustments, but more just like kind of moving forward and developing and adding new stuff, which is something that we always strive to do. You know, and I'm sure the next album after this isn't going to sound the same as the ones before it. It's the way I like to listen to other bands as well. I like when shit sounds a bit different from the album before, you know?
Definitely, and it feels like you have embraced that idea of adding some new things into Viagra Boys. I mean, is this album more purely jazz from its title inwards to its attitude and even its sound?
It's not. It really isn't that jazz at all, to be honest, but it's a little bit of everything, I think, you know?
So the album is mostly jazz in title then?
Yeah, mostly in title, and then, of course, you know, a few of the guys in the band playing jazz bands and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Jazz, I didn't know you guys were actually doing this stuff on the side.
Yeah, some of us, but we never really tried to incorporate too much jazz into Viagra Boys music, at least.
Seb, I would beg to differ a little bit in terms of there not being any or few jazz sounds on this record, because there's more skronking sax than ever before on this Viagra Boys record. And you've also got some vocal scatting on the interludes, like This Old Dog. So you have freed yourself up in this performance.
I wouldn't call it scat, but yeah, maybe, yeah. I mean, scat is kind of made up words and stuff. Those are real words I'm saying in that song.
And it sounds like playing in a jazz band in Sweden is more beneficial than playing in a post-punk outfit, because the Swedish government supports high art, what they see as high art, things like jazz musicians, which is what this title is a nod to.
Yeah, and that's kind of a reference to the name of the album, Welfare Jazz, is that the only way jazz musicians make money is from the government, because no one wants to go to a free jazz concert, you know? but in a way, that's not true also, because the government has supported other acts as well. I actually recently got a little bit of support from them, so I got my first Welfare due to COVID, actually, a couple months ago, which is really cool. That aspect of Sweden is great, that they're still put some money aside to help out artists and musicians and whatnot. Go socialism.
So the third album's going to have to be called Welfare Post-Punk or something then, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
And to get this record over the line, you guys in Viagra Boys worked with a bunch of producers, including Matt Sweeney, who I love the fact said, Viagra Boys are the band of my dreams. So that's a quote you want to put on your gravestone.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, we worked with a few different producers, but in the end, it really didn't feel like we worked with a bunch of producers and whatnot. It's mostly that we were kind of in different places at different times with the band, and we would end up playing at, like, you know, one studio over here, one studio over there. And if at the time we were in New York, Matt Sweeney was around, and we, you know, invited him to come with us to the studio. And it was kind of just like having another band member in a way, hanging out in the studio and stuff like that, which was great.
Well, also, Matt Sweeney spent time in a band with Billy Corgan. So, handling you guys must be a walk in the park.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What does a producer bring to a band like yours then? I'm guessing you guys won't be told too easily what to do in a studio.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't really. It's more like we kind of just did our thing, it's kind of like having just an extra band member, kind of like where you just kind of like, oh, what do you think about this part? Oh, you want to try out some guitar on this? Or do you want to, it's not really like someone standing there like, okay, I have, this is how I want you guys to do. It wasn't like that at all. It's more like we did our thing, and then he was like an additional member, like a guest artist, so to speak.
And Seb, are the best people for you guys also cheerleaders in a sense, like sort of there to empower you or encourage any wild ideas that you might have?
Yeah, you could say that. And also people that could bring something new to the table. You know, like someone like Matt Sweeney maybe has like a very American way of making music and stuff like that. Well, we're much more European in a sense. So it's always nice with someone that'll come with a different view on something like that.
It sounds like you guys have done way more experimentation too. A song like I Feel Alive has this honky-tonking piano, some flute flourishes and off-mic vocal shouts and all sorts of things. So were you sort of having more fun in the studio this time around?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely having a lot of fun, for sure.
And so is making music cathartic for you? I mean, is writing lyrics the same thing as writing songs? A track like Ain't Nice,
yeah,
is about being a dickhead and taking some responsibility for yourself. So do you find that you purge a lot when you get to make a Viagra Boys record?
Yeah, definitely. That's kind of how I get over most. Or, you know, I write songs about what's going on in my life at the time of writing them. And that's kind of how I just figure out kind of what's been going on in my life also, is by writing shit down. So it's definitely cathartic.
And is the best way of writing sort of holding yourself accountable then? I mean, I would think that the best part of being a rock star still is being unapologetic in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I think I'm the opposite. I try to hold myself accountable for sure.
But I guess there's also different ways of doing that. You can be as irreverent or sardonic in your songs as you like as well.
Yeah, yeah. And I try to kind of have a sarcastic output on everything and try not to take things too seriously.
Does that happen after you put the record out? Do people take things completely literally?
Yeah, that's, yeah. And sometimes I'm a bit worried about that. At the same time, it's art. So, you know, people can think whatever the fuck they want.
You can also defend it these days and say it's jazz as well as art, you know?
Yeah, exactly, exactly, yeah.
And Seb, the one thing, of course, that every Australian is excited about is the fact that this album rounds out with a hoedown cover of John Prine with some guest vocals by Amy from Amel and the Sniffers. Now, I feel her accent is actually way better than Iris Dement's, and her saying, sniffing my undies, really was meant to be.
Yeah, exactly. Sniffing my undies. Yeah. And Sunday was really good. Really good. I've never heard anyone say Sunday like that before, which is great.
We must be thankful, of course, that, you know, you guys met up while bands could still tour the world and you had crossed paths a lot. So, I mean, that, like the jazz aspect, is a pretty curveball end to this record to have you do a country song.
Yeah, and it's a decision I made pretty late in recording the album. Just because I had heard the song, like, and I hadn't heard it before, which was a bit weird that I hadn't heard it. But yeah, we had mostly everything recorded, and then I heard that. I'm like, oh, we need to get this on the album as well. And, of course, needed to get Amy on the album as well. So it was great.
It's fantastic. So you've covered jazz and country on this record. So what's going to be on album number 3? Minimal dub or something?
Yeah, exactly. Like Mongolian throat singing and dub.
Viagra Boys Play for Your Children. It needs to be an album in the future as well. You know, kids' songs.
Yeah, yeah, why not? Why not?
Well, you need to tour again with Amel and the Sniffers, but I don't know when that's ever going to happen. So one day.
Yeah, hopefully 2022 or something like that. We'll be back in Australia. I love touring in Australia. It was great.
All right, we look forward to having you. For now, we might have a listen to Girls and Boys off of Welfare Jazz Set.
Nice. Yeah, go for it, man.
It was great to get you out of bed for a chat, Seb. And this is Viagra Boys now on Static. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, man.